previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Big weekend, big rugby weekend coming up this Saturday. The DHL Stormers are coming to the GQ for a huge Investec Championship clash up against RC Toulon. It's all happening at Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium on Saturday, the 7th of December. In actual fact, I'll be there on Friday for the captain's run. And joining us on the show this morning is the Director of Rugby for Western Province, DHL Stormers. So we'll be joined by John Dobson. John, good morning. How are you?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good to have you as well. John, just quickly, can you elaborate on the prestige of the Investec Champion Cup?
Yeah, look, I think we always understood it in South Africa, but it's a step up. In the Northern Hemisphere, it's absolutely massive. It's probably the highest level club tournament in the world, and probably what we regard, everywhere in the world regard, the step up, the gap between sort of test rugby and what we used to call provincial rugby, but normal club rugby, if you know what I mean. So a step up from the English Premiership or the French Top 14 or the URC, thing called the Champions Cup, where you've got the best of the best playing. So it's a step up. very tough, but a step up.
Well, you said the tough one, three times champions, RC Toulon. What can folk expect from the boys this coming Saturday?
They are immense. They're big. They for a long time have been Galactica of sort of French rugby. A lot of South African connections, Barna Banner, Victor Matfield, Ryan Smith, Bucky's Boita, Joe Fanica. There have been a lot, so many, Evan Etzebeth, Cheslin Colby. It's a freaky, it's a very big budget, very, very big team. They're doing well in the French Championship. They are huge. Unfortunately, we're too fast for GNs on the wings. A big challenge for us in terms of just the sheer sort of size and quality of their squad. French internationals, really, we're really, really big team.
The boys are down in the friendly city this coming Saturday. Tell us about playing in the GQ and the support the team enjoys down here.
Yeah, we came there a couple of years ago for URC, or last season, on our team. And it was such a vibe. That stadium's magic. I'm pleased to get some more use because it's just a special. We like it. We like the surface. Like people, the people get behind us. We see all the Stormers in the crowd. And I think this is, we came. There was the Dragons in a lowly URC team. And always, as you said, that three times in there, we used to be known as the Heineken Cup champions coming to play us. They're littered with internationals. It should be a really good rugby occasion for that. Hopefully, we can make something, because we've got a lot of Stormers supporters there, which is great. But I think we give them something to be proud of.
Skipper Dan du Plessis is injured. What is the mindset of the team heading down into this very big clash on Saturday?
I think the injuries have been, some of the injuries, they're not small injuries. You think about it, guys like Damien, Zulu, Evan Ruiz, Franz Meyer, Stephen Kitzhoff, these are big. But even without that, last week we did really well in Durban against 14 Springboks, and I think we could have won it. We should have won it at the end there. So the teams, I felt like we turned on the last week. The guys are confident, even though we lost that game, just because of what we did, and how we're playing. We want to move this period. They really are very big. We used to South African teams being big. So we want to move them around, play with a high tempo, move the ball, try and make them a bit tired. So, which just should make for a spectacle, the style of a guy like Marnie Lebok, he'll help us, with all these tricks. It should be a cracker for us.
John, I want to put you on the spot right here now. Always good to have rugby back in this beautiful stadium of ours. Yeah, any chance of a score prediction for the Saturday?
Stormers 32 to Lon 30, so that should make a thriller.
Close.
Close one.
John, thanks so much for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
We'll see you on Friday. We'll see you again.
I'll see you on Friday. Cheers, John. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.